It's the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
Well, that is not how you want it to go to start the Subway Series if you are a Mets fan. Not only do you lose the game, but you lose your best pitcher all season long, and in a season that's gone absolutely nowhere, where you had a hot streak, where you felt like maybe this team was off to some sort of run that could bring them back, not contention, not division, but just relevancy. Just back to some sort of relevancy, and instead, season over? That's what it feels like. And it goes from the Yankee fan showing up and basically punking the Mets fan as far as the crowd goes. It felt like a very heavy Yankee fan base in Citi Field. And it just, the season is basically over. I tried as hard as possible to sit there yesterday before the game and hype myself up to believe that there was some sort of reality that this New York Met team could compete, go on some sort of run, and find themselves back into a season. Not even playoffs, nothing, just a season, something to kind of hold on to and grasp onto and say, you know what, they win this series, which, by the way, they still can, you know, and this is why it's so sour, because, yes, they lost. Clay Holmes is out with the fractured fibula. It's not good, but it's so sour because they could win potentially today. They could win potentially tomorrow. Could. Will they? Probably not. Could. Can they? Yes. Even if they do, though, it doesn't feel good. So they were coming into, the Mets were coming into yesterday winners of 8 of their last 12 games. They've won 3 of their last 4 series. They swept the Tigers. All that, you say, wow, that's good. That's a good run. That's something they need. They've won, you know, a lot more than they've lost, right? In a 12-game span, they've won 8 games. That's good. It's more than half games, more than. And yet, it still feels crappy. It still doesn't feel good. And that's kind of where the Mets are at right now, is no matter how good you feel about this team, they find a way to kick you one last time. One last time before the day's done, they kick you again. If you thought losing 5-2 to the Yankees was like the final, like, oh, there we go. No. They got to pile on. Clay Holmes, fractured fibula. Basically, season done for Clay. Met career done. We just did a Rico Bronya, and Evan made the point, like, you know, he's free agent, right? He's going to opt out. Okay. Well, there goes that. You have continuously now put this season as arguably the worst season of all time for the New York Mets. And that's tough to do. That is tough to do because the Mets in their history have had some really bad seasons. Like, worst ever. Worst of all time. And we're talking about the fact that this could be the worst. It is so head scratching if you're a Met fan right now, because you did try to buy into it. And that's the other thing. Like, I talk to a lot of Mets fans. They're tired of talking about the Pete Alonso. They're tired of talking about Brandon Nimmo. They're tired of talking about Edward Diaz, but not too tired because we'll talk about him later on today, this morning. But there's so many people you're tired of talking about. You're tired of talking about the Juan Soto stuff. But what else are you supposed to talk about? Because we're sitting here and look at this team that a bunch of one-hit wonders, as far as this year goes. You know, Bo Bichette is not going to be here long-term. Okay? And I think everyone has known that. But Bo Bichette is not going to be here for a long term. He's going to be here for 1 year. Maybe he chooses not to opt out because this year is so bad. Maybe he does that. But Luis Robert Jr., who hasn't even played now in how long? He's not back next year. Marcus Semien, we hope this is it. We may have to get stuck 2 more years with him. This is a team. Freddy Peralta, 1 year. He might be traded in the next month. Definitely by August. He's out of here. So you just look at this team and go, what did we just do? What just happened? What was the point of this? What was the point of the 2026 Mets season? What was the point? It was an utter failure. And that's saying that on May 16th. We said that a month ago. We felt that. And it's now confirmed a month later. And it's going to be confirmed every day going forward. Now, on the other hand, if you're a Yankee fan, you're back up and rolling. We are the get-right team. There's no one else worse than us. Actually, there is. I'm sorry. There's, like, the Rockies are worse than us. And the Tigers, who we swept, the Mets swept, they're probably worse than us, but record-wise, they're not. But the Yankees get right on the New York Mets, and Cam Schlittler, listen, I know I jammed C-Mac earlier on Friday at the MLB store when the news came out about Max Fried, because I was trying to fake an amp up here about the fact that the Mets might actually have something going, that maybe their luck is changing, maybe we're crossing paths at the perfect time. That didn't happen. And Max Fried's on the IL for who knows how long. And let's be honest with you. Max Fried injury, as C-Mac said, is a best case result because it's not season ending. But you don't know how long it's going to be. There's a lot of question marks behind it. And the bigger thing to look at is not that it's a bone bruise, not that he doesn't need surgery. The fact is, there is no timeline. He's not pitching for at least 2 to 3 weeks because that's when they're going to reevaluate him, is in a couple weeks, in a few weeks. From there, after that imaging, you're going to see whether or not he's good enough to throw you. So this could take some time. But in the meantime, you have Cam Schlittler, who proved his dominance once more. Guys, it's done. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that. It's not new anymore. We saw that last year in the playoffs. We saw him dominate in the playoffs, and you knew he was the real deal. So this is just cake. This is just warm-up. This is just practice for him. The Mets are batting practice because they have no life offensively. But it's just, you got Ben Rice hitting home runs. You got, Jazz Chisholm finally coming alive. Obviously the get right series here for them. Mets still have a chance, but the reality is the Yankees are going to get right on whatever the TBD situation is for tomorrow. Tobias Myers pitched two innings yesterday, so he's not going to even start. He's not going to be the opener, which means probably going to be Huascar Brazoban, which last time he didn't have the best, you know, open to a game, which is going to lead it to David Peterson. I think everyone has figured out what the plan and process is now, and I'm sure Aaron Boone will stack his team with a bunch of righties, and we'll expect that David Peterson is going to be taking about five innings worth of the innings pitched. But the Yankees, they're in a good situation. No, the only thing is, the only bad part about right now the Yankee season is this. They're going toe-to-toe with the Rays. The Rays are extremely hot. They continue to win. They continue to go head-to-head with the Yankees. That's the only problem. Besides that, this is a cakewalk. We've said it all year long so far. The Yankees are the best team in the American League. They have the best player in the American League in Aaron Judge. They have the best pitching staff in the American League, even with Max Fried being gone now for who knows how long. Once Cole, Rodon's back already. Again, he needs a little bit more refreshing. Let's see what happens there. He needs more refreshing. But, you know, Garrett Cole, I fully expect him to be back 100%. I truly do. So the Yankees, they do what they do. And the one knock I have heard about the Yankees offense is they don't hit good pitching. I mean, listen, you tell me. I was not a big Clay Holmes guy. I said he was a great fifth starter this year, the first, you know, halfway through the season, or May 15th. But most of Clay Holmes' starts this season were amazing. Were solid, getting six innings, seven innings deep. So if that is, now I know he gets pulled because of his broken fibula. But, and that's not even why he got pulled, by the way. Guy went out there and pitched another inning and a third after he got hit by Spencer Jones' line drive. So think about the balls on him. But that being said, you look at Clay Holmes. If he's a good pitcher, if the Mets fan thinks that Clay Holmes is a good pitcher, if people say that Clay Holmes is a good starting pitcher, well, then the Yankees just burst that bubble too. That Yankees can't hit good pitching because they had no problem hitting Clay Holmes before Spencer Jones basically took out Clay Holmes. So yeah, the Yankees can do it all. And this was a great game for them to quote unquote get right. Losing six of their last eight games, not playing good baseball by any means. The offense was batting 182 coming in today. Over the last seven games, they were not on any sort of run offensively. Their pitching obviously had been okay, but again, you can't. They weren't winning close games, and they couldn't hit the ball. And yes, you have those lulls, but it was a good time for the Mets to face the Yankees. And guess what? It didn't make a difference. The Mets still got, I wouldn't say smoked. They lost 5-2. Offense still didn't show up. Pitching, you know, Clay Holmes didn't have his best night. And the rest is history. And you now have, again, where the Yankees were trending down and the Mets were trending up, now roles reversed. And I will admit this. I'm not sitting here trying to be a flip-flopper and be like, oh, you know, after a sweep, I am back in with the Mets. No, I tried to hype myself up. I tried to hype myself up to believe there was a little ounce of fight in this squad, in this Mets team. And I was wrong. And I'll admit that. I'll admit that I was wrong. But if you can't get hyped up for a Subway Series, if you can't get hyped up after winning three in a row, hometown rival, It's a rivalry weekend. Queens versus the Bronx. You know how big of a deal it is. The big bad Yankees coming into town. Sold out crowd. Not all Met fans, but still sold out crowd. If you can't get up for that, you're not going to get up for the rest of the season. It's just not happening. So, all right, 888-808-1019. Later on in the show, I have something fun that I wanted to do for everybody with the Giants and Jets as the schedules came out on Thursday. I'm going to pick my winners and losers of the schedule. So I'm going to go through the each game and give you wins and losses. But I'm doing it in a different way because I am not all about this. I know better than everybody else. Predictions for me mean nothing because I can't predict anything. I predicted today that I predicted a sweep this weekend at Citi Field. I didn't say who's sweeping. I said there was going to be a sweep. I'm sure I'm going to be wrong because I usually am. And if you think that I'm a Mets fan and I predicted the Mets were going to sweep, well, I'm wrong there too. So I'm always wrong. So rather than me actually make predictions, I am going to pull wins and losses out of a hat on air, and we could just kind of go off of that and see if my pulling wins and losses out of the out of my hat with the Giants and Jets schedule, if that is close to an actual record at the end of the season. So we'll do that a little bit later on. But right now, let's get to the Mets and Yankees calls, Subway Series. Subway Series 2026 is, listen, I said this about 2 weeks ago, and I started to change my mind like yesterday. Like, okay, I can get back into this. But I my initial thought was, I don't even want to be there. I don't want to show up. This is embarrassing. And I forced myself to be like, no, it's going to be good. It's going to be fun. It's not good. It's not fun. If you're a Yankee fan, it's great.